Forward Momentum.
Forward Momentum presents Sea of Stars, a voyage of the space cruiser Argo. In the year 2212, the Earth was subjugated by the Comet Empire. After 5 years of occupation, the Empire has decreed that our world must be destroyed and humanity exterminated. Even now, the Comet Emperor himself journeys to Earth with all the might at his command. Our only hope is a fragile alliance, a handful of rogues and rebels, against all the might of the Andromeda Galaxy. The Argo has arrived in the Telesart system, only to find an impossibly mature world. Landing on the lush green planet, the Star Force has sent out teams to find some clue as to the world's origin. Not far from the landing site, May Gideon, drawn by a strange sensation she cannot identify, has brought herself, Vega, and Drake to a strange cavern.
What the... The mouth of this cave is natural, but look at the tunnel walls. They're smooth. Almost like they were carved.
Volcanic, maybe?
No. Even if this were an old lava tube, there would still be irregularities. This looks like it was cut by a laser.
This is it. I'm sure of it.
We are meant to go inside.
What?
May!
Do not be alarmed, Michael. Neville. May is in no danger. She is merely a vessel chosen for this task.
And that is?
Follow. We shall guide you.
Aboard the Argo, Derek Wildstar has learned of the presence of a traitor amongst the crew. He is holding a secret council of war in his quarters with some few trusted officers.
And that's the situation. Reactions?
The crew should be recalled at once. Possibility of Comet Empire sneak attack is high.
I agree with IQ, sir.
Yeah, problem is, it'll alert the snake we're on to him. Most everybody's had a turn off ship. I say we give the stragglers a chance and then start pulling critical people back in, then call the rest back when their rotation's up.
And if we are attacked in the meantime?
We'll have sufficient warning. Get the critical positions filled ASAP, though. Now, onto the big issue.
Who is our traitor?
Could it be one of the Black Tigers, after all?
Impossible! None of the Black Tigers or the maintenance crew has access to survey satellite prep or launch areas.
IQ, who has?
Several dozen crew members, mostly during the reconstruction of the Argo.
And recently?
Mostly science and signal personnel. Schneider, Hans, Vandam, Samantha, Johnson, Robert, Reyes, Joachim.
Hey, that was for a routine inspection, and they were fine then.
It's all right, Reyes. I'm not paranoid enough to suspect the man who reported this in the first place.
Yet.
Right. Anything else to add? Alright. Back to posts. Get the critical positions filled. Also, not a word of this. Keep your eyes open for any odd behavior. Maybe we can trip our wolf up somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Aye, Captain.
Just what we needed.
Wildstar. Derek Wildstar.
Trelaina?
I have returned to bring you tidings and counsel in your darkest hour.
I definitely don't like this. Not one bit.
Me neither.
Our people did not originate on the first Telazart, but rather we settled there after emigrating from far across the universe.
You were explorers?
Yes. Our people were not like those who remained on the Motherworld, but rather we were possessed of a wanderlust so fierce that we took to the stars and did not return.
And you ended up here?
Our people seeded many worlds throughout the universe. Iskandar, Telazart, Guardiana are but a few. Even we do not know our true source or origin. It is the way of the cycle.
The cycle?
Order and entropy. Life, death. The cycle is everywhere.
So it's a religion?
No, not as you mean the word. Here, we are arrived.
Arrived? There's nothing here.
May?
Upon this rude altar sits a ring of pure Iskandarian, the same substance that lies at the core of your ship. May is our chosen vessel, but it is up to her if the cycle will continue. Wow, what a ride.
Are you alright?
Yeah. Trelaina, she was talking to me. She told me about who and what she was, about the cycle, everything.
Do you know what she meant by chosen vessel?
It's really, really complicated, but they want me to be the next in line, as it were.
And what does that mean? Trelaina said you had a choice.
I can walk away right now if I want to, but I don't know. There are no words for what they're offering me.
Are you going to take it?
I think...
May?
Yes, I accept. I take up your ring, Trelaina, and everything that comes with it.
Trelaina, what's going on? We thought you were dead.
I was, and as you understand it, death and life are but mere facets of a much longer journey, Derek. Part of a greater whole.
Where are we? What is this world?
This world is Telazart, as it should have been, as it was in centuries past. It was created out of the energy I used to attack the White Comet all those years ago.
But how?
Our time on this plane is limited, Wildstar. Forgive me, but I am merely the means by which the cosmos balances itself. My purpose in bringing the Star Force to Telazart is accomplished. I have just enough strength remaining to perform one last service to convey dear friends.
Friends.
Hello, Derek.
Nova.
Within his cell, Most Holy Xavier has been fortifying himself with constant prayer and meditation, as if to ward off the effects of this heretical and accursed place, when a familiar voice fills the air with a sound long
missed. What then? This is the second law of the way.
Zordar?
The second law, my old friend.
Gor-Em's blood. How can this be?
Be calm, my teacher. This is not some evil spell. I am merely visiting this world from the next.
How? But why?
I have not seen you at such a loss for words since we first met.
How then? How did we meet, Spectre?
A test, then? Very well. We met when my father decided that you should become my teacher and advisor. He picked you because you are from an influential family, and despite your youth, had risen quickly through the church.
And?
And because anyone who could keep their skin while so annoying the higher priests must be a man to be reckoned with.
By Garam, it truly is you. Forgive my doubt.
It is good to see you, Xavier. I only wish my tidings were not so dire.
Dire? What has happened?
Come, take my hand, and I will show you.
Of course, Sordar. What? Where are we? What is this desolate wasteland?
Do you not truly recognize it? Do your feet not know the very bones of these barren hills?
Garam, no. The throne world.
Indeed. The grounds of the Imperial Palace, no less.
But there is nothing here. No buildings, not even ruins. Just blasted, scorched ground.
This is our future, my friend.
Future?
Yes. If the course of our society is not altered, this will be our world in the next few decades.
But how can this be?
You never answer my question. What is the second law of the way?
Second law? That strength, not tempered by wisdom, is brutality.
I fear the second law of our God will soon become our epitaph.
Rebellion?
Yes, it has already begun. Anshan is dead with his scourge fleet. Our church is leaderless. Further, the selfsame force that ended him is poised to confront my father directly.
The humans?
No, fate. For far too long, my friend, we have allowed our quest for power to consume our people. We have lost the meaning of Garam's way in blind obedience to its word.
What do you mean?
I mean that the church, the empire, for thousands of years has been following a lie.
Blasphemy!
No, truth. We have used religion as a shield, an excuse for slaughter of entire races. And for what? What has it gained us except an empire of ash? A realm of the dead.
This is some foul trick of this world. I will not hear more. I am sworn to Garam, sworn to his way.
It is not a trick of this world. It is not blasphemy. You have been amongst the people. How many obey my father for love of him, and how many for fear of his boot?
The heresy is a lie.
Yes, it is. The heretics believe in replacing one false vision with another. Neither is the full truth. Only imbalance does the hope now lay.
Balance?
Yes, not one way or the other. A blending of the two. Strength, tempered by wisdom.
The second law.
Xavier, you're not going to believe this, but my father, who's been dead nigh on 40 years, just told me that the fate of my world depends on getting you to the captain right away.
Go, my friend. Take them to the throne world. There, they must acquire the prototype comet drive.
The prototype?
I was prophesied to bring about a gray comet, and now it seems I will do just that. The prototype is the only way the ship will survive long enough to do what must be done.
Which is?
To deliver a message to my father. To save both our worlds.
Derek, why won't you look at me?
I can't.
And why not?
Because you can't be real.
No, it's really me, Derek. Trelawney used the last of her power to bring me across to you for a time, so I could help you.
Help me?
Yes. You need to move past this.
What? The EDF war room. Just before the Yukikaze exploded. What is this Nova?
You need to let go of this, Derek. This memory is poisoning you, crushing you from within.
Of course it is. But I can't let it go. Don't you get it? I see this constantly. It consumes every waking moment. And deep down, I need it.
Need it?
It's all I have left.
Derek, no, it's not.
What else is there? I turned my back on everything else. I abandoned you.
No, you didn't.
Look at that screen and repeat that. Look at it! See your own eyes. You knew I was safe when you were about to die, and you hated me for it.
Is that what you think?
Yes! Yes. Hate is a poor substitute. But it's all I have left of you. And I will not let it go.
Is that what this was all about?
It has to be. You have to hate me. Because ever since that moment, I've hated myself. For abandoning you. For surviving. For being afraid. That's why I didn't sign back on when the Empire invaded again.
You were afraid?
Of losing you. Losing friends. Sending more young men and women to die. That's why I stayed behind. Why I threw myself into the rebuilding of the Argo. It was a shield from responsibility.
Derek.
No, let go of me.
No, Derek, you're an idiot. I don't hate you then or now. I love you.
Nova.
Shh. Let it go, darling. You don't need this anymore. The hate isn't real. It never could be.
Nova, why? Why am I still alive? Why am I the last one still alive?
That's easy, Wildstar.
Mark, Venture.
Hey, buddy. It's been a while.
15 years.
Listen, I'm here because Nova is too soft on you. She refuses to give you the good swift kick you need.
What?
First, give me that hat.
Hey!
Captain, eh? Listen, Wildstar, it's time for you to wise up.
Wise up?
You spent the last 5 years trying to be someone you aren't. What Earth really needs now is not Captain Avatar. It needs you. It needs the cowboy of outer space to stop whimpering and start to take care of business.
Venture.
Derek, you're still alive because your work isn't finished yet. When it is, we'll be here, waiting for you. But for now, Earth needs you.
And I need you, Nova. I always have.
I'm right here, darling. And I always will be.
Nova, wait!
Our time is ended, Wildstar. The fate of two galaxies is now in your hands. Go with our blessing.
No pressure.
Captain, you in there?
Yeah, come in.
Derek, you're never going to believe this, but...
A ghost came and told you that we've got to get moving.
You too?
Yeah. Have Rhea send out a recall order. I want everyone back here in 10 minutes.
On the far side of the Telazard system's primary star, a flotilla of Comet Empire battleships lay in wait, their presence unnoticed by the Argo or her sentries. Stealth reconnaissance planes deployed, the patrol group commander, Major Terrell, plans his attack.
Sir, intel relay from the recon force.
Show me.
The Argo has landed in an equatorial lake here. Judging by the number of satellites and active secondary craft, I'd say they were surveying the planet, looking for something.
Yes, but see? The ships are on return vectors. They are about to leave. Comm officer, send a burst message over Comlink Band Zeta 5. Use encryption pattern Omega. Message reads, attack imminent. Commence cover operation and remove assets from target vessel.
Sir?
We have an agent aboard that ship, and a highly trained one at that. If we let them go down with the rest, intel would never stop whining.
Of course, sir.
Combat! Strike order to all ships. As the Earthlings say, this will be like shooting fish in a barrel. Whatever that means.
Like sharks sensing blood, the Comet Empire battleships prepare for battle. While on the surface of Telazar, the Star Force are completely unaware of their enemy's presence. And what of Earth? Even now, Emperor Jamorta approaches our solar system, poised to wipe our world from the face of the galaxy. You've been listening to Sea of Stars, Episode 9, a Forward Momentum production. Based on Uchu Senkan Yaman, created by Leiji Matsumoto and Yoshinobu Nishizaki, and Star Blazers, which is copyright Voyager Entertainment. Featured in this episode was Amy Howard Wilson as Nova. Heard in this episode were Sean Hill as Michael Vega, Scott Breakall as Neville Drake, Dave Frizzell as Jordy Venture, Silas Carter as May Gideon, Nathan B. Butler as Joaquin Reyes, Jonathan Edward Dolnier as IQ-9, Joe Harrison as Captain Derek Wildstar, and Peg DeGrazia as Trelena. Also heard were Matthew R. Smathers as Major Terrell, Devlin James as Pops McClendon, Jeffrey Lincoln as Mark Venture, and Frederick Kopetz as Prince Zordar. This is Mark the Encaffeinated One Guilfoyle. The episode was written and directed by Devin Cox. Music for the series is drawn from the original Uchu Senkan Yamato anime, composed by Hiroshi Miyagawa and Kentaro Haneda. Property-specific sound effects drawn from the Quest for Iskandar and Comet Empire DVD box sets, available through Voyager Entertainment. Sea of Stars is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Blazers, Uchu Senkan Yamato, or any other copyrighted materials herein, including any unoriginal music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended.
This program is dedicated to Silas Carter for holding my feet to the fire.
Every year, thousands upon thousands of Martians
go without podcasts.
Mars needs podcasts. So this holiday season, no matter when in the year you happen to hear this promo, why don't you think about the Martians?
Mars needs podcasts.
Think about them by going to theweirdshow.com and subscribing.
Mars needs podcasts.
As soon as we've been able to establish communication with the Martians, I'll make sure to let them subscribe for free.
Mars needs podcasts.
Do it for the teary-eyed little Martians at home.
Forward Momentum.
For those of you just joining us, a rogue boomer has appeared in the industrial area of southern Megatokyo. The AD police have responded and are about to move in. We take you now live to the scene.
First squad up. Second squad, assume right flanking cover.
It's moving! It's charging us!
Weapons free! Weapons free!
Come get some, you dumb robot! Yeah, your mama's a lawnmower!
It's no good! Our men are just bouncing off that thing!
Daniels! Daniels, report!
Crud, it's slaughtering us! Pull back! Pull back! Holy... They do exist.
Lightsabers? Take it down!
Forward Momentum presents a new take on an anime cyberpunk classic, Bubblegum Crisis, the audio drama. Coming soon to ForwardMomentumProductions.com.
Looking for more fan-made Star Wars audio productions? Then look no further than the home of Star Wars fan audio, StarWarsFanWorks.com. It's your source for audio dramas, audio parodies, online radio shows, and podcasts, plus the most comprehensive Star Wars fan audio news found anywhere. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to this Forward Momentum production. If you'd like to hear more, you can visit our website at, all one word,
forwardmomentumproductions.com. There you'll find links to all our audio dramas, as well as Forward March, our news and information podcast. If you'd like to send us some feedback, you can send us an email at forwardmomentumproductions@gmail.com, use the contact form on our website, or you can leave us a voicemail at North American Area Code 585-54-AUDIO. 585-54-AUDIO. Thank you once again for listening.